time for our college football predictions, our Power 5 conference champions, our Big 12 title game, and who's going to the playoff and winning the nationalist of all titles.
Mm. Where are we starting? I'm ready. Where are we starting?
You want to start out west?
Go Pac-12? Which direction is west?
Left.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that, yeah.
All right, you want to do that?
Let's start.
All right, let's start in the Pac-12. USC ranked number 4, Sam Darnold getting all the hype. UCLA, can they find a way to make moves with Josh Rosen? To me, it's USC. Now, I've got USC winning the Pac-12 and going to the college football playoff. I think USC is going to be very good this year.
Going out on a limb there.
Thank you.
I think the schedule sets up very nicely for USC. Their toughest games in conference. They've got Stanford at home September 9th. And then what I think is going to be the de facto Pac-12 championship, Washington State. They go on the road against Washington State later this month on the 29th. And I think that they are going to catch Washington State at the right time, because I think once that team gets going, I think they are going to shock some people. Maybe the second biggest game of that conference, Washington against Washington State, last game of the year for them. I got USC. I think Washington falls off. I think they lose a loss. We saw some of Dante Pettis last night, where he's a very good receiver as well as a guy that can make plays in the return. He had a big return for a touchdown last night. So he can fill a little bit of the gap for John Ross. But I think they're going to struggle a little bit more. Washington didn't look that great last night.
Yeah, and I like Jake Browning a lot, but I agree with you. I just, this conference to me has the best quarterbacks, and the best of that group is Sam Darnold. I like USC, even though I'm not a USC fan. I think they make it in. Are we going back to the studio for their picks as well?
Are y'all prepared to go for picks?
I don't
know how we were doing this.
We are.
Okay.
Well, Harrison is. So
let's hear what you guys think. I'm curious.
Yeah, I like USC as well. Elite quarterback play takes you a long way in college football. Sam Darnold is just that. They were, to me, one of the best 4 teams in the country once he got into the starting lineup last year. I think they're going to win all their big games. They got Stanford at home next week. I think that might be the biggest game in the Pac-12. Don't sleep on Stanford, though. I think they win the North. I think USC, that'll be a rematch in the Pac-12 title game, and USC will get them again.
I'm taking USC as well. Browning, okay. Washington did not look good at all last night, playing a really bad Rutgers team. I don't have any confidence in them. I know it's just one game, but yeah, I think USC is going to pull it off here.
All right, so we all have USC in the Pac-12. Let's move from there to the Big Ten, DJ's conference. And I think most people are going to look at Ohio State. They struggled early, obviously, against Indiana, and then just the talent just absolutely took over and annihilated everybody else. My pick for the Big Ten, though, I'm going to go with Penn State. They have a very tough road game on October 28th after playing Michigan at home. They then turn around the very next Saturday on the road at Ohio State. That's a tough stretch right there, because the next Saturday they are on the road against Michigan State. But I like Penn State with Saquon Barkley, who's obviously the nation's best running back. They probably have the nation's best tight end as well. Their quarterback, Trace McSorley, can at least get guys the ball. Is the offensive line ready to improve enough to allow Barkley to have that 2,000-yard type plus season? I think James Franklin has his team ready to win, man, and I'm going Penn State to win the Big Ten.
Well, if you look at my little sheet I have here, I'm also picking Penn State.
Nice.
Now, Ohio State, probably wall-to-wall, is the more talented team. Penn State has experienced talent. Mm-hmm. You got the best quarterback in the league. You got the best running back in the league. Best tight end. They have a lot going for them. You brought up that issue with the schedule where they've got that really tough stretch, that 2-week stretch. That is why I think more people aren't picking them, why more of the experts aren't picking them. It's just much easier to take Ohio State. Also, you brought up the offensive line, one of the keys that they're going to have to figure out. They had a great guard, Ryan Bates. He's making the move to left tackle this year. If he can make that transition and protect McSorley's blind side, then they're going to be fine. And they do have a tough schedule, but you do have to play the best to beat the best. And we had Wisconsin playing last night. Wisconsin's probably going to be the winner of the Big Ten West. That's not a bridge too far for Penn State. They're not going to have a rematch against Ohio State or anything like that. So I got Penn State winning this.
All right. What do you guys have?
I got the Wolverines. And I thought about Penn Michigan. State at first. I ended up going with Michigan because if they can get past Florida today, I think you've got a lot of time to really get your – you've got a really young team. You lost a lot of guys to the draft last year. You've got an eight-week stretch where your only competition is going to be Penn State. Other than that, you've got teams like Air Force, Purdue, Rutgers. Michigan State's going to be – you know, those rivalry games are always tough. Michigan State looking really bad so far today. I'm going to take the Wolverines. You've got a really easy schedule until you get down to it. You close out the season with Wisconsin and Ohio State.
The easy schedule is real there, but you did bring up Purdue. I'm going to say David Blough throws at least five touchdowns against Michigan this year. I'm calling it. Mark the tape.
That's their tough game right there. Got to get
five
past the
TDs,
Boilermakers.
David Blough. Maybe we'll have him on the week after that big win against Michigan. All right, Harry, who you got?
Well, I thought about switching to Maryland, but I'll stick with Penn State here.
That would have been gutsy.
Yeah, I like Penn State, kind of similar to what you guys said. I think the backfield of Trace McSorley and Saquon Barkley is maybe the most underrated and most fun backfield in the country, McSorley throwing deep balls. Barkley today, by the way, 9 carries, 145 yards, and a couple of scores in the first half. I think he's going to be just fine. The stretch to watch for is Michigan at home, at Ohio State, at Michigan State, late October, early November. If you can win two of those three, I think you can win the Big Ten. I like Penn State here. I think they have an explosive offense. I think James Franklin's ready to break through as a head coach.
So three of us have Penn State, and one of us has Michigan in the Big Ten.
So which of those is the stupid pick?
I don't want to say.
I think it goes without saying.
All right. It's Matt McLaren, DJ Ringenberg here at Nebraska Furniture Mart, 103.3 FM ESPN. Chris Gross, our producer, and Harrison Graham back at the studio as we make our way through the college football preview segment, our kind of our picks here. Let's move on to the ACC, then we'll hit SEC and come around to the Big 12. How's that work?
You're in charge, so sure.
Oh, yay. I'm the leader. I like that.
You're the captain of this ship.
Am I the captain? I am. All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here in the ACC. I think probably if I use the obvious is Florida State. I don't buy Clemson this year with all the talent that they lost going to the draft. I know they have a lot of talent coming in to replace them. I just don't see it. Lamar Jackson, okay, cool. You're great at Louisville, but I don't think that they have enough, and I'm just not seeing that as well. I think we're going to finally get it. I think it's going to be awesome. I think you're going to have an ACC title game of Florida State, Miami, and I think Mark Richt in year two somehow, some way,
interesting,
figures out a way to get it done, and I think Miami knocks off Florida State in the ACC title game to win the ACC.
Very interesting pick. Not a very smart one, though, because you've got DeAndre Francois. He showed you
so much
last year. I think
Florida State's the better team, don't get me wrong.
Why are you backtracking?
No, I'm not saying that. I just think that they're going to get upset. I think Florida State's the better team who will be ranked higher going into the title game, and Miami wins.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to take Florida State.
Okay, easy enough.
And tonight, whatever happens tonight, I'm not going to really play too much into what's going to happen moving forward, because anytime you play Alabama, especially to start the season, as we saw with USC last year to where they got absolutely dismantled, it's a great litmus test, but it's not something that if Florida State gets blown out tonight that they really need to worry too much. They have a ton of talent on that team. The offensive line stuck together for the most part, and it was brutal last year. All the experience, all the games together, that's going to play a big role. And they're taking the ACC.
I agree with you, DJ. I'm going to take Florida State. I think Francois, with an improved offensive line, is going to be able to take the next step. And like you mentioned tonight, you know, obviously going undefeated is your guarantee out of a Power 5 conference into the playoff. But if you don't, you need quality losses. And there's no better quality loss than to number one Alabama. So even if you lose tonight, you're not done, and that doesn't mean your season's over. It's like you said, I think this is going to be a good tune-up for Florida State.
I'm going to go with Clemson. I know they have to replace a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball. Kelly Bryant looking good so far here in the first half. I think Dabo Swinney wants to prove that it wasn't just about Deshaun Watson. It wasn't just about Mike Williams and Wayne Gallman. He is a legitimate top five head coach in college football. I think he wants to prove they're a program that reloads, not rebuilds. I think Clemson, having Florida State at home, I think that's a big deal. Give me Clemson to win the ACC.
All right, and again, I can see if Clemson wins the ACC, I think Auburn beats Clemson, and I don't think Clemson goes undefeated in the ACC, so I think that would lead to a difficult road for the ACC to get a representative into the college football playoff this year. Let's swing back through quickly through the USC. Until somebody else does it and proves they can, I think Auburn's got a great shot this year. I think Jarrett Stidham is a perfect fit for what Malzahn wants to do offensively. They've got a couple of running backs as well down there in Auburn who can really run the rock in Cameron Petway and Kerryon Johnson. And defensively, they're going to be strong, especially in their front seven with Russell up front. And then you got a couple of nice linebackers in Davis and Trey Williams. That being said, until somebody shows up and proves they can keep Alabama from winning the SEC, I'm going Alabama to win the SEC.
I'm very curious to see how this Jalen Hurts situation is going to play out, because I think what he saw last year, the year before he took over the starting duties, where he saw guys on his team that were having a lot of turnovers and they were losing their jobs. And it seemed like a lot last year, it worked out for him whenever any type of pressure was put on him that he would just scramble and he would get away. And we saw that really didn't work out against the highest level defensive talent of the national championship game. How much he improves as a passer this year really is going to show how far they can go, because I don't trust that they're going to have back-to-back freshman quarterbacks stepping in there and being able to lead them to the national title.
Maybe not, but to that point, Bo Scarborough, I think, is ready to look like Derrick Henry this year, which he never quite did last year. Their offensive line is better. And to your point, if Hurts can improve as a passer, Calvin Ridley is a phenomenal receiver who they just weren't able to get the ball next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can do that and Hurts improves, Alabama's offense may end up being better than it was last year, because last year was pretty much just Hurts.
Bama. I'm not stupid.
All right, what do you got, Harrison?
I'm real tempted to pick Auburn. I think Jarrett Stidham's the biggest X factor for any team in the country, potentially. But like you said, Matt, you got to stick with Alabama until someone can prove they can beat them.
All right, just a couple of minutes here for the Big 12. After what we saw from Oklahoma State, I was leaning Oklahoma State anyway. I was curious about their defense. To show up on week one and be that ready to play a Tulsa offense, I like Oklahoma State a lot, man. James Washington is a beast. Mason Rudolph, I think, is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. It was the questions about the defense. We may very well have a rematch in the Big 12 title game from Bedlam, which I believe is November 4th, November 8th, something like that. I'm going to go Oklahoma State to win the Big 12.
We're just two in line here.
Same.
You get Bedlam at home, and I understand that Mike Gundy has not had success in that game. He's only won it twice in 12 years. I think this is number three this year. And we talk about James Washington. We talk about the trio there with Justice Hill, how great they are. It's really not just them, though. You got Marcel Atman. He's back from an injury. Tyron Johnson, eligible after transferring to LSU. Jalen McCleskey, Chris Lacy. You have a ton of weapons for Mason Rudolph on that team. So that Bedlam game, it's probably going to be like 45-56, something like that.
Awesome.
It's going to be some sort of outrageous game. I'm just going to give them the slight edge being at home. I really think that's what it comes down to, and it's going to be a monumental effort for them to be able to beat Oklahoma twice in the Big 12 championship game. I think this team is good enough on offense to where they can do it.
I've got Oklahoma State winning. I've got them over Kansas State in the Big 12 title game.
Ooh.
Nice. I'm not sure about Oklahoma. I thought about TCU, but Kenny Hill is just too big of a liability for me. He could have this team on a really good pace. Could be really bad. I think anywhere with Kenny Hill, you could be between 4 and 10 wins just with how volatile he can be. But I like Kansas State. I like the quarterback. You've got offensive weapons there. And that ground-and-pound style that Bill Snyder likes to play and that Kansas State defense, I think that'll get them to the title game.
Yeah, I'll go Oklahoma State, too. Rematch of Bedlam. Too many question marks at quarterback for TCU. Otherwise, they're probably third or fourth in the Big 12 for me. Real quick, guys, playoff picks.
Yeah, my four are going to be pretty simple. As I mentioned, I don't know unless Florida State can come out, I think they lose to Bama, which means I don't know if they can lose again and get in. I don't think the ACC gets one this year. I'm going to go USC, Oklahoma State, Alabama, Penn State to run the table, and I think you're going to see a USC-Alabama national title game. And Alabama's been there 2 years in a row. Can they make it 3 years in a row? And until somebody does it and shows they have that talent, it's hard to pick against Bama, man.
Well, I just slid over my picks. It's the exact same. USC, Oklahoma State, Penn State, Bama. I'm going to say Penn State, Bama in the national title game. I'm going to say Penn State wins it all. How about that? Mix it up a little.
Ooh. I've got, I'm going to stay the same on three of mine, pretty similar. I've got Alabama, Penn State, and USC, and I've got Florida State making it in. I have no Big 12 team. I just don't think the Big 12 is going to be strong enough this year to push a team into the playoff.
Yeah, I've got the same four as UDJ, and Bama, Penn State, USC, Oklahoma State, and I'll go Bama to win it all.
We figured this out. This is easy this year. No parity, no nothing. I mean, it's very clear cut.